traffic, Turquoise 4041 Uniform, departing 1 left, right hand turn.
This is Soaring the Sky, a glider pilot's podcast, coming to you from the Mid-Atlantic region here in the United States and bringing you great soaring content from glider pilots all over the globe. We now join Chuck and our guest pilot.
Hello and welcome to the podcast and Happy New Year 2023. I cannot believe it. We are starting our fifth year podcasting here on Soaring the Sky. And we're going to go over the best of 2022 and actually have someone with me here today.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing really amazing. It was a great year, the 2022. Really great podcasts to hear from you and from many other guests that you invited. So I'm really thrilled to chat about it with you.
Oh, yes. I'm excited to talk about it. It was such a fun year. And a big thank you going out to all the guest hosts and, of course, all the guests of 2022. But, yeah, we're going to kind of go down the list here. But I asked you to pick your favorites for the year. So I'm really curious what you came up with.
Well, every episode has its pros, so it was really a tough one. But I made my top six list, mostly with people that I also got in touch with during the 2022. But really the first one that touched me and I really enjoyed it was the very first episode of 2022, the mid-air collisions and water landings, the short stories that you shared. That was really interesting one.
Oh, that's awesome, because, you know, I was on the fence on that one. When I was putting the episode together, I was like, okay, we're going to go with a bunch of short stories. I don't know how it's going to go, but yeah, it ended up being actually not the most downloaded, but it came in as number two. So that's don't want to give up the list here before we talk about it. But yeah, that actually came in number two. So that's interesting. What were some of your other favorites?
Well, the other favorite one was with Tobias Barth, Behind the Lens of a Glider Pilot, because I was so lucky that I could work with Tobias as I was modeling for him during the Wave Camp. So when I was actually listening to it, I didn't even know that I will get in touch with him later on during the year. So this was pretty interesting one, because I heard how it goes before I was actually involved. So this was really interesting one, and Toby does a really great work, and it's great that he actually spoke about it, because it's not usual to be like air-to-air photographer, and he has many gliding stories to share. So yes, this was another interesting one.
Well, now I have to take a break and ask you about that, because I'm really curious. So how did that happen, and what did you do in the air there with Toby?
Well, actually, Toby reached me via Instagram. So lucky that we have an Instagram, because you can meet a lot of people all around the globe that are touched with the same love for gliding. And he actually told me that he was going to go for a wave camp in Czech Republic in Jeseníky Mountains. And he asked me if there were any interesting gliders to do a photo shoot with. And I was lucky enough that in September I retrained for ASG 29, and so I reached him that I will be flying the ASG, and if he actually wants to do the photo shoot with me, or if he is really in, because I couldn't believe that something like that could happen to me. And I was really surprised. And yeah, he was in. And so, during the wave camp, we chatted a bit about it. And we just like let it be. If we can meet there, we will meet and we will do the photo shoot. And 2 days in a row, we weren't lucky enough to actually meet up there, because it's really hard to meet someone in the wave if it works to pretty reasonable heights. So once I met Toby like 1 hour before the sunset, and he was 2 kilometers above me, so it wasn't really that easy. And one day it went through, so we reached each other on the wave frequency, and we were just doing the turns in a wave, and Toby got all his arm with the camera out of the window, freezing for 15 minutes before he actually made the shoes that was worth doing something or making something. Wow. So once we were done, Toby got the arm back in the canopy, and he just said, "Oh, and now my hand is frozen." He really is a pretty big enthusiast, speaking about the photo shooting, because putting the whole arm out of the window from the canopy and do the photo shoot for like the whole day, because I wasn't the only one. He was doing basically just the photo shooting during the wave camp. And so I hope that Toby is okay. But we have pretty, pretty amazing photos for the memory. So it was an amazing experience.
Did you share some of those on social media if people want to check that out?
I shared one at the moment, but I have a few more that I would love to share, because all the photos that we did were amazing. And actually, I wanted to pick one for my wall to print it, but it's really hard to choose only one.
Oh, so yeah, he has some amazing shots.
Yeah, all the photos he shared with me from our photo shoot were amazing. And as I saw other photos from Toby, he did with others. Oh my God, really amazing ones.
Yeah, his work is amazing. All right, we're going to jump back to the list here. I'm curious to hear some of your other favorites. And then I'm going to get into the most downloaded episodes for 2022 here.
Well, another one I pretty sure enjoyed was cross-country soaring in the French Alps with Christopher Fleming, because he must be an enthusiast to move to the French Alps just to enjoy more of gliding.
Right.
So, yeah, I feel him. So this was another episode I really loved.
I agree with that one, yeah. Any other favorites?
Well, another one with pretty interesting title was Area 51, UFOs and Potato Guns with Jake McDaniel. Firstly, because I searched something about flying in the Las Vegas Valley.
Right.
So it was pretty interesting to hear, to actually hear about it. So this was another one I pretty enjoyed. And it made me kind of think that I need to visit California in my life at least once. And
Absolutely. You have to do that.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I know. Already in the list. So
good.
No worries.
You'll enjoy it. Yeah. I, of course, talked about this before, but I did have the privilege of flying out there over the San Gabriel Mountains there in the desert, the high desert, east of LA, and it was amazing. Definitely have to do that.
Well,
okay,
it's definitely something else.
Yes, it is. It's an amazing place to fly. So I'm going to get into the most downloaded episodes of 2022 here real quick, and then I'm going to give you the most liked episode on social media. So number 10, I have Ian Brubaker and Sailplanes and Hang Gliders that came in. Amelia, that was a really cool episode. Had a lot of fun chatting with Amelia. She came in at number 9. And number 8, Behind the Lens, speaking of Toby, Behind the Lens of a Glider Pilot, that was with Toby Barth. And that was a super fun episode. Number 7, Cross Country Across the Country with Gordon Bettinger. Gordon, I hope I pronounced your last name there correctly. That came in at number 7. Number 6, A Soaring Safari, and this was a fun one, with Bruno Vassell and Dan Robel. Guest hosted, of course, by Clemens Chipak. And Clemens, we're always grateful to have him as a guest host here on the podcast. You said you were following that one actually on Facebook, right? A lot of people were.
Yeah, well, I think that a lot of people actually follow this like a trip because it was something new. Of course, we have Euroglide that you travel throughout Europe, but this was something, it was really something else. They made it quite interesting with all those adventures they had. So this was really enjoyable. It was really awesome. We actually planned something similar with a few of my friends. We just stay calm and we want to do it all across Czech Republic and Slovakia. So hopefully we can make it. But we want to take it adventurously as the guys did with the Soaring right. Safari.
Well, we are looking forward to hearing about that in the future here.
Hopefully.
You have a lot of research to do and
definitely a lot of planning.
Yes, absolutely. And the one with Bruno Vassal and Dan Robel we're just talking about, that actually was the most like got the most likes on social media. So.
Mm-hmm. I can believe that.
And number five, a cross country soaring in the Alps. Chris Fleming, that was a lot of fun doing that episode, mm-hmm. talking to him. And number four, Project AKX, of course, the Flying Wing. We talked to Dominic about that one. And number three, the Soaring Kings of YouTube, Bruno Vassal and Stefan Longer. I have to say this was probably my favorite episode of 2022, getting Bruno and Stefan together. Of course, the Kings of YouTube, they had most downloads of anyone else in the Soaring community.
Definitely. I think they do quite a lot for the gliding community, speaking about all the videos they share.
Absolutely.
Because each of the video is so enjoyable. You can actually learn from it somehow. And I think that they do quite a lot for the soaring community. And speaking about that, I always remember Matt Wright, aka Beleka, from YouTube, because yes. he did so many enjoyable videos. Blue Sky. And so they quite try to follow the gliding adventures. And yes, it's so amazing that they do what they do.
Absolutely. Reaching millions of people that normally wouldn't probably even pay attention to what was going on in the gliding world. So who knows how many glider pilots out there actually got started because of Stefan or Bruno and Matt.
Yeah, definitely. I was quite surprised how I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. You're quite surprised. What?
I'm quite surprised how big influence the videos have, because recently I spoke with a few starting glider pilots in Czech Republic, and they were like, oh my God, there are so many people sharing their adventures on social media, YouTube, Instagram, mostly the Instagram. And they are actually willing to do more and to gain more as they see it. So it always works. When you show somebody how amazing it is, they are willing to do anything to experience that too. So I think that the videos work so well. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Totally agree with that one. Number two, this one surprised me, but then you said it was one of yours. One of your favorites, and that was the short stories.
Yeah, the mid-air collisions. Yeah.
Crash landings and mid-air collisions, short stories came in at number two. And the number one most downloaded episode, are you ready?
Oh, thrilled. Drum roll.
That's right, drum roll. That's the best I can do with my drums.
Perfect.
Water landing, an interview with David Crowder, guest host, of course, Zach Yamauchi, and we greatly appreciate him being a guest host here on the podcast. That was the most downloaded episode of 2022.
Well, I'm not really that surprised about this one, because it's always great to hear some of those experiences that luckily you don't really have to experience yourself.
Yeah.
So, really. It's always nice to hear the thoughts that comes to the mind when you have to face something like this, or some situation similar to this. So, this was quite an enjoyable episode as well. I enjoyed that too.
Yeah, and I want to thank David for sharing that story, because, you know, that's not an easy one to do, but yeah. He definitely wanted to share it so others could learn from it. So thanks to David for that.
Yeah, thank you very much for that, because it's not really easy to share the difficult moments from gliding. And it's always really hard to kind of settle all those thoughts that you went through yourself, and emotions, of course. So yeah, it's really great that he was that strong to share it, and that we can learn actually from it.
Absolutely. I can't imagine what was going through his head. That's just, it's amazing. But thankfully he's with us, and he was able to share his story. And like I said, a lot of people learned from it. So Barbara, what we're going to do now is we're going to play some audio from each and every one of these episodes here. And of course, if anyone hasn't heard any of these episodes, go back and take a listen. There's so much great soaring content here, and all these guest pilots have, you know, given us their time, including you, and told their stories and shared their adventures, and that's what makes the podcast here. And of course, if there's anyone out there that wants to share their adventures, or they have a friend that has an amazing story they want to share, definitely contact us here at Soaring the Sky.
Many of my pictures are taken in place where there are no lifts at the time of the photo. For example, at sunrise or sunset, or over the open sea. And at the moment the glider releases a tow rope, there are about 10 minutes left for all the photos, depending on the reached altitude and the distance to the landing point or safety field. And the clock counts down and it creates for me a very high stress level. Often there is also a high noise level at the open window. Sometimes I fly as a co-pilot with the disassembled door, and my half upper body is hanging out of the plane in the wind. Blindly operating the camera with thick gloves is simply a part of the job, and there is simply no time to search for the right camera settings.
If you had to choose one single moment, one single picture as an epitaph and a crowning achievement of your career, which would it be?
Oh, again, what a tough question. I think is that always consider the images that are the most recent are my best images. So maybe because I'm still very emotionally attached to the planning of the image and the effort behind it. But highlights, have a few. So let me pick up two, please, not only one. The first was a planned photo flight over a nature reserve with the brand new Stemme S12. So for this, I had arranged a meet of the Stemme factory pilot in Pogshof, south of Rostock, on the Baltic Sea. It is the northeastern part of Germany. And I myself flew with Stennis in a Cessna 172, which with a retractable landing gear. So the hour and a half to this decision airfield, and the weather was only very moderate, and the destination airfield we had to land directly because the weather absolutely did not allow another minute in the air. So the pressure on me was particularly high, since this time no glider pilot colleague from my own club flew the photo model, but a company was behind it, which sent not only the factory pilot, but also their newest flagship to me. So the weather was like the first still very questionable, but improved in quite good as predicted. And I had been in planning the days for about half a year. That made me additionally nervous. And after the Stemme finally landed on the airfield, the marketing boss of Stemme was the co-pilot. So now the pressure was even higher on me. And it, we made a very detailed briefing, and I had one eye on the clock because the time was running for the photos. And then a short time later, together we had arranged over the island Dars. Since it was the first time I photographed out of the open window of the Cessna, I was very surprised about the wind and the gusts that also affected the camera. But the biggest challenge was actually my pilot could not see the Stämme, which was flying next to us without an engine. So I had to more or less remote control my pilot at the same time and tell him whether he should climb or think at the same time, at the same position as the pilot of the Stämme, of course, shoot, and I, of course, shoot actually together the photo. We restarted the engine of the Stämme in total three times to regain altitude, and flew along the really great looking coast of the Baltic Sea to get a different view of the landscape again and again. So at the end, there were really unique pictures in the box and in the camera, of course. And we landed not only this one, landed not only in the photo calendar, but also in the calendar of the company Stämme. So I was, yes, I was a bit proud of it. And the second flight was not less exciting for me. I always wanted to have a beautiful landscape in background of my pictures. This is in northern Germany, partly not that easy because it looks apart from the coast of the North Sea and the Baltic Sea in the interior relatively uniform. So to say monotonously. Here, sunrise and sunset offer themselves because the landscapes is then completely different in colors, and the light draws attention to completely different things than during the day. After I have photographed some sunsets in the recent years, I wanted to photograph at sunrise to know whether the light's moods is perhaps even better. So I then tried to choose a suitable day for the morning haze that occurs on our region in autumn by means of a good weather forecast. The great thing is that this haze is stationary for the ground, and there is no wind blowing, and it's only a few meter thick. For the selected day, I asked my colleague Torben if he would like to go do a sunrise flies with the brand new Mini Lac with the front electrical sustainer. And he knows my photos and was immediately on board. I drove to the airfield well before sunrise and pushed the club motor glider out of the hangar, and stored my photo equipment in the cockpit. Approximately 15 minutes before sunrise, I took off to meet the Mini Lac with the electric motor in the front in the neighbored airfield at exactly the right moment. The exciting thing about this that only after takeoff and with the onset of the dawn, you can tell whether the day is worth or not, because it's still dark just beforehand. And this makes the sunset compared to the sunrise many times more exciting to photograph. Well, what I can say, I had interpreted the weather maps correctly. And in addition, there was some luck, of course. The morning haze was unbelievably great to look at. And it's almost hard for me to find the words for this. And due to the FES drive, we had no stress this time after he released the tow rope.
Wings and Wheels has been serving the soaring and sport aviation community for over 30 years. They hands down have the largest and most comprehensive inventory of sailplane and soaring supplies in North America. And they ship globally. Nearly everything you'll find on their site is in stock and ready for same-day shipping. Wings and Wheels is the exclusive American representative for HPH sailplanes. Be sure to check out the Twin Shark, their latest launch. They're also now the exclusive distributor in North America for the new Just Soaring Glider Sim Pro. The team has thousands of hours of flying experience in gliders and airplanes. Staffed by Adam, Kelly, Julie, and Sean, a friendly voice will answer when you call or email them. Check them out at wingsandwheels.com.
I'm Tom Cousins, and I'm really glad to be able to discuss the AKX glider with Dominic Pepe, who is the project manager at Akaflieg Karlsruhe in Germany. And so we have all kinds of things to talk about here. It's going to be a fascinating discovery of a glider that I find amazing. With my background in aeronautical engineering and model aviation and full-size aviation, the view of the AKX is amazing. So welcome, Dominic.
Thanks so much, Tom. Really glad to be here.
Oh, super, super. So tell me, first of all, or tell us, actually, what is an Akaflieg?
So yeah, Akaflieg, I mean, name already sounds a little strange. It's a German. it stands short for Akademische Fliegergruppe, which translates to Academic Flight Club. And there are a couple of those in Germany, 10 to be precise. And so on one part, they're a normal like gliding club, but they're also a student club. So they're totally comprised of students who are, you know, who are keen to learn how to fly, but who are also keen to get their hands dirty and, you know, get the whole theory of flying and gliding and building planes. So our motto is kind of like researching, building, and flying sailplanes. So we do the whole thing from the ground up, and we have this, you could call it like a cycle of researching concepts, then building them, taking them up in the air, flying them, and seeing what works, what doesn't, iterating, and so on and so forth. And there's a lot of trial and error, and it's a great starting off point if you're interested in aviation and gliding. And I personally think it's really awesome because there are so many freedoms. It allows you to do so much stuff, and you can experiment without any risks. So yeah, that's pretty much what Akaflieg is about.
So it's actually attached to a university in Germany.
Yeah, sort of. It's not like an official part of the university, but we are a recognized student club. Most Akafliegs, or at least we do, we get a building from the university, which is very nice of them.
yes.
And yeah, we cooperate with many faculties and stuff like that. But yeah, we're still completely independent of the university itself, so we can do whatever we want.
Oh, that's marvelous. Now, but because it is actually, as you say, it's a kind of an independent function of a university, the students actually obtain school credit for their participation?
No, we don't, unfortunately. Uh-huh. Would be nice if we did. But there's still many opportunities where it kind of, you know, harmonizes, I'd say, where maybe you can write a thesis for your studies and have that be on an Akaflieg topic. But other than that, we don't get any credit, no.
I see. Okay. What is a nice thing then is that the students more are interested just because they really want to do this as opposed to filling in a checking off a box or something like that. And yeah, that's excellent. So tell us briefly about yourself as relates to flying and how you became involved in the AKX project.
All right. So I started off 2012 with gliding. That was in the normal club, and got my license 2015. Well, and actually in 2015 as well, I had an internship at Schempert in Germany.
Oh.
And that was the first time I actually heard about AKX.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Already before I started my studies, I was like very keen to get into it and looking forward to it. And yeah, 2015, I moved to Karlsruhe, started mechanical engineering. And yeah, even before my first day at uni, I visited the Akaflieg workshop, and yeah, I was hooked from there. And then, you know, over time, responsibilities grow and stuff. And now, I don't know, for maybe 2 years or so, or 2 years back, that's when I took over as project manager.
Hey everybody, this is Bruno Vassal IV, and I am today's guest host for Soaring the Sky podcast. And today I am here with Stefan, is it Langer? How do you pronounce your last name?
Langer.
Langer. Oh, yeah, love it.
That's
love
totally
it.
Fine.
American accent, Langer. Yeah, well, I'm here with Stefan, and really excited to, first of all, meet you. It's really nice to meet you.
Yeah. And, first time that we meet each other.
Yes, yes. So I think we've communicated a couple of times, just commenting on each other's videos or things. But really nice to meet you, and looking forward to getting to know you better. So first of all, Stefan, I notice a little bit of an accent. So are you from Chicago, New York? Where are you from?
I'm from Germany, and I'm trying to speak English somehow, and I have no plan about any accents, and also, yeah, other languages like French and so on, they are not perfect.
There you go. Well, I don't speak German, or else we'd be doing this interview in German, but I do have a little helper, so let me see if I can do, here we go. Sorry, I'm not cool enough to speak in German because I went to an English school in the United States. Here we go.
Tut mir leid, dass ich nicht cool genug bin, um Deutsch zu sprechen, weil ich eine Englischschule in den Vereinigten Staaten besucht habe.
There you go. Is that pretty good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
We don't need to speak English or German or anything. All right. Well, hey, let's jump into this because super excited to better understand what makes Stefan tick, and the reason why we're talking.